Good afternoon, Honorable Mayor, members of City Council. Mayor, please excuse my interjection earlier. I have a message for you all, and it's something that I feel is of the utmost importance. Mayor Garcia, as you know, as somebody who has reappointed me as a chair, as a member of the Sustainability Commission, sustainability is something I take very seriously. You know, when you're talking about concerns over water use, energy, you know, really we're up against some really tough odds. And I wanted to bring to you all the issue of fracking. I don't think that many of the members of the council and many of the members of the public are aware of what fracking is. When I ask people about fracking, they often say, "What's that?" Most people don't know that those pretty islands that we have on Ocean Boulevard are actually using acids to break up rocks to extract natural gas and oil. Now that we have been pumping for decades, we're kind of using these controversial, unconventional techniques. At our most recent Sustainability Commission meeting, we received and filed a report given to us by the Long Beach Gas and Oil Department, where I got to inquire about the use of these technologies, and I still have a lot of questions. And it's come to my attention that I believe you all should start asking these questions for our public health and safety. I have reached out to many members of the public about this issue and brought up their concern, and they've asked, "Well, why go to your city council? You know, doesn't your city depend on oil and gas revenue?" And I understand, absolutely it does. But yet I've told them that most of you all are parents, that you all understand the importance of these issues, that you're all elected by the public because you genuinely care about the public and the concerns that we have in regards to our health impact and the seismic implications. I'm not sure if you're aware that Oklahoma, Ohio, Texas, Arkansas have all had record earthquakes, and these are states that don't have earthquakes. I'm not sure if that's a risk that you really are willing to take. As you know, we're going to rebuild an entirely new civic center on the idea that an earthquake might happen sometime soon. So to allow one industry put at risk any type of seismic activity, I think is something that should be brought up before the council. I believe the public deserves to ask questions and to be heard. And you all know how long that meeting will take. You know what that's going to look like, but you know how important it is. And so I'm here to ask that a moratorium be enacted until this issue is studied further. I think that's only fair. I mean, unless you really feel that you are truly confident that our city is doing the absolute safest operations and that you personally know all the risk implied with fracking and that somehow we're going to be safe, then I really think that it's in our best interest. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening. My name is Ash Loth. I work with the Center for Biological Diversity. We're an organization made up of scientists and attorneys. We have about 120,000 members here in California, many of which live here in Long Beach. And we urge the City Council to halt plans for 9 new offshore fracks off the coast of Long Beach. The offshore fracks would begin in August and conclude in December and would be the first offshore frack since 2013. The Department of Oil, Gas, Geothermal Resources recently approved these fracks just weeks after the devastating oil spill off Refugio State Park. And frankly, it's unacceptable after a disaster like this to allow such a toxic practice to take place that endangers public health and risks public safety. Because the City of Long Beach owns the land and directs the drilling operations in Long Beach Harbor, we're asking the City Council to halt plans for offshore fracking. As you know, offshore fracking includes many toxic chemicals and known carcinogens, and they are injected at extremely high pressures underground in order to break apart rock and bring up oil. At least 10 fracking chemicals routinely used in offshore fracking are known carcinogens that could harm and kill marine wildlife, as well as negatively impact coastal communities. A recent California Council on Science and Technology report released last week found that there is inadequate information about more than half the chemicals used in fracking, including toxicity and risk to the environment and to public health. Every offshore frack increases the risk of another devastating oil spill on California's beautiful coast. The Long Beach City Council has the power and the responsibility to stop this dangerous practice and is incumbent upon them to halt plans for new offshore fracking. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Good evening, council members. My name is Walker Foley. I'm an organizer with Food and Water Watch. We're a national nonprofit, and the thrust of our mission is to fight off corporate corruption in local communities. We help communities organize to take back their democracy and ward off the corporations that are trying to buy their politics. And you'll forgive me, I lost my voice at the Santa Barbara oil spill, which is right around the same time the Dogger Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources rubber stamped the permits for fracking in offshore of Long Beach. So I'm calling to ask, much like Ms. Louth, who spoke before me, that you reject these 9 offshore fracks in Long Beach that will be taking place in August. Other communities across the state and indeed across the country right now are reassessing their relationships with the oil and gas industry, and we are looking carefully at where Long Beach is headed. The California Council on Science and Technology just released a study last week that was mandated by SB 4, which some of you may be familiar with. And some of the overall conclusions in that study were that while much was unknown about exactly what's going on in California with this industry because the regulatory oversight has been so dismally inadequate, what is known is that there are significant and unavoidable impacts with the chemicals that we do have information on. And many of these chemicals are neurotoxic, they're biocidal, and where research is being done elsewhere in the country, health studies have been linking these chemicals to low birth rates and congenital heart defects in infants, which are on the rise in communities that are allowing these kinds of technologies to be employed in their communities, not to mention the aquifer contamination, and as Mr. Gonzalez mentioned, the seismic impacts in areas that are doing alarming amounts of wastewater injection. And I know it's tempting to ignore the math, especially because this city has truly endeared itself financially to the oil industry in ways that may be hard in the near future to walk back. But the development of more wells endangers the health of this wonderful community and furthers the frightening math of the climate crisis. So I do urge you, when you have those permits in front of you, to take a hard look at them and to put a hold on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council staff. My name is Joe Galliani. I'm here from the city of Torrance. I am the organizer of South Bay 350 Climate Action Group. And 350.org believes that if it's wrong to wreck the climate, it's wrong to profit from it. And I stand here today under very unusual circumstances because here we are in 2015, which is currently the hottest year on record. Only followed by the hottest year on record prior to this, 2014. This is the hottest decade on record. We're called 350.org because 350 parts per million is the safe level of CO2 in the atmosphere. It's the level that continues civilization as we've known it. We're now at 403 parts per million in CO2 in the atmosphere, and we're headed upwards about 2 parts per million a year. There's something called the carbon budget, which tells us how much oil, coal, and gas we can burn before we get to the 2C degrees global warming that every nation on Earth has ruled the stopping point for us, the point of no return. Our carbon budget is about 510 gigatons. At our current burn rates, we'll burn through that in 10 years. So when we talk about fracking, we're talking about the equivalent of what a heroin junkie does when they're shooting up between their toes and fingers, because all the good spots to shoot up are gone. That's the nature of the oil, coal, and gas business now. The easy oil, coal, and gas is gone. Now we're fracking wells, and today the Los Angeles Times lead editorial quotes that study that two of my colleagues have been up here talking about. And what does the Los Angeles Times tell us? The Los Angeles Times ends their editorial with the words, "Pushing forward in the dark isn't smart. It has long been apparent that a moratorium on major new fracking is in order until more is known about its risks and benefits. That's all the more reasonable now that we understand how little we understand." And that's because the greatest science minds in our state cannot tell you what chemicals are being used in fracking. They cannot tell you what damage is being done. But we've seen the damage that's been done. We work with the Nurses Association. We've seen the health-related impacts of fracking. And when I walk around the state and give presentations about this, the one question that I'm asked all the time is, where's fracking happening now? And my answer now is fracking is happening in those Thumb Islands off the coast of Long Beach unless the leadership of Long Beach stands up and says, we're not going to allow you to put chemicals that we don't know the origin of, that we don't know the impact of in our city's atmosphere. We're going to do the smart thing and put a moratorium on this until somebody can tell us that this is safe. And I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, that your fiduciary obligation, even from a financial standpoint, dictates that you know what's going on before you approve it. So we ask for your help. We ask for a moratorium on fracking and real leadership on the environment here in Long Beach. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Next speaker, please.
Good evening. I'm Eddie Rosales, 3509 Lewis Avenue in the 7th District, Cal Heights. I'm just here to support the folks that just spoke previously. We really do have something here that this body can determine. The statutes say locally that this body is going to determine whether or not a moratorium can happen. Every one of these individuals has the power for that moratorium. Dogger, which is a state agency, has dropped the ball. If you've seen the last couple of days, there's been some really hair-raising articles in the LA Times about how really poisonous this stuff has been. The 9 fracking holes that they've got approval for really need a moratorium. We really need to take a step back here. And as a longtime resident, I've been here for 40 years, these individuals so eloquently put it forth, but I am, this is my turf. I live in Long Beach since 1973. I would ask everybody in this group right here in this body would please consider a moratorium. Just give it a little step back. I know the local gas and oil entity here in the city will say, well, no, we need to title in funds. A moratorium is not going to hurt us. Those 9 holes that they want to put in, they want to frack, is really not going to cause a whole lot of difference in the whole Tidalist fund. It's very small amount. And a moratorium is only going to make it safer. We really need to have a moratorium. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
Hello. My name is Annalisa Anderle. I used to be a resident of Long Beach. I was in Suja's district for 8 years. I moved to Long Beach 36 years ago as a petroleum engineer for a predecessor company to Topco on the West End. Spent 21 years with the Division of Oil and Gas, the infamous Dogger, and spent 8 years here issuing drilling, rework, abandonment permits for all these wells, including Signal Hill, everything in the Wilmington area. Just to let you know, or get a little background, 2% of all the fracking in California is probably done here in Long Beach, offshore. When Senator Pavley's SB 4 intermediate regulations went into effect, on January 1st, 2014, all fracking stopped here, but it went on in San Joaquin Valley. I was overseeing, before I retired from the Dogger last year, 96% of all the fracking done in California, which is on the west end of the San Joaquin Valley. And it went forward. The company at the time came to us and got authorization to keep the fracking going, and they do as many as 3 a day. Thumbs uses about 4,000 acre feet of recycled water that comes from the reclamation plant, the sewage plant on the east side of the city. The fracking, though, the 9 wells would take about 8 acre feet, so it's not really all that significant water-wise. The real problem is all pump trucks, sand, chemicals, gel, are barged to the islands. So all of those chemicals that you have concern about have to be moved through the Port of Long Beach, loaded on barges, taken off, and set up for the fracture treatments. These treatments have been going on for years. It's nothing new. It's been going on for the last 20 or 30 years. Nobody knew about it. Not that it's a big deal. It's just been going on without anybody's knowledge. Now there's so much public concern with the city of Carson, the city of Los Angeles, the city of Culver City, putting bans on fracking. And I have a real strong feeling that it's going to come to you to, I don't know, necessarily put a moratorium, but really have an open, agendized discussion
of
this whole issue.
Time is up.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And next speaker, please.
Hello, my name is Pedora. I'm a nurse in Long Beach for 16 years. And not just being a nurse, but grew up here in Long Beach, California. I am asking you to stop fracking in Long Beach. Long Beach is such a beautiful city. We don't need to exploit it for collections of natural resource. Please don't give in to the petroleum industry. We are more than that. The harmful health effects of the residents that live in Long Beach, California, especially children, are more than the profits. So I am here to ask you to stop it. I know you're all tired, so that's all I can say tonight, okay? Please think of the people that live here, because we will be the one who have to clean up the mess. Nobody gonna clean up the mess, it's us. So thank you.
Thank you. And so come forward, sir. Did you have a comment? Yeah, this will be our last public speaker. Thank you.
And it'll be short, so don't worry. thank you so much for hearing us out tonight. I'm not a resident of Long Beach, but I'm a recent resident of Redondo Beach. And after experiencing what's happened with the Santa Barbara oil spill, I mean, we've got oil on our beaches. To imagine what could happen if something went wrong at one of these islands, you know, I don't want to see hundreds of miles of beach covered in fracking fluid. As a long fighter of this practice ever since I learned of what it was about 3 years ago, you know, I guess the only thing I can ask as somebody who's not a resident of Long Beach is that when you're looking at this, also realize, you know, the demographics when we're talking about fracking. We're not just talking about climate change. We're not just talking about water. We're not just talking about our coast. We're also talking about the fact that in Los Angeles County, 92% of the people that live within a quarter mile of an oil and gas well are people of color. We're talking about the fact that there are people in Los Angeles that literally have within 200 feet of them 30 oil and gas wells next to their house. You know, this might not apply just yet exactly to the situation that's happening here, but this tells you the extent that the industry is willing to go in order to make sure that their bottom line is met. And you have the power as a city council to... And you have the responsibility as a city council to protect these people. And after the reports that we've seen and what you've heard from other members, a week before that report, an environmental impact report came out, independent of the independent scientific report. And this was confirming that we have significant unavoidable impacts of fracking. And this is not just fracking, this is oil and gas extraction. This includes acidizing. This includes cyclic steam injection. This includes all of your, whatever you want to call it, semantic derivatives of fracking and whatever you're doing in these islands offshore. The fact that I didn't know about these islands and the fact that fracking was happening on them until 3 years ago is mind-boggling, because this has been happening for decades. At the very least, the people of Long Beach need to know about these projects. And there needs to be full disclosure on what's happening. SB4 was a bill purely about disclosure. You talk to any politician in Sacramento and they'll call it the strongest regulations in the world. These were implemented 6 months ago. The one purpose was disclosure. And last week we have a whole report about how disclosure hasn't done crap for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for waiting. I know that our public comment process there is what it is. And thank you all for coming out. Thanks for watching the council meeting. I'll get a motion to adjourn. Thank you.